Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
We are live, and it's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific with Brian Alvarez, sometimes. Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific with the delightful Andrew Zarian. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, it's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers!
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers!
Back because they pay him. Wait, no. No. Not because of the money. Because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
Happy Pride Month to all who celebrate. If you don't, maybe you're the reason why we have Pride Month. Coming up, speaking of Pride, we're going to talk to Matt Farmer from Defy Wrestling. And if you are in the Seattle area, Defy has a free card outside of the Lariat Bar. That's the wrestling theme bar in White Center, Rat City, south of Seattle. The annual Defy for Pride, and it's absolutely free, all ages. You can see Ravenous Randy Myers, the weirdo hero. He's something in person. Also, a lot of your Defy favorites and some big favorites I saw from AEW. Big cheers for Guillermo Rosas, Evan Rearis, Amira, and some boos for Ricky Gibson. So if you went to AEW in Everett and Portland, you know these are some of the most popular and booed wrestlers on all of those cards. 1 p.m. it's free outside the Lariat Bar in White Center. We'll talk to Matt Farmer in just a bit. But before that, SmackDown last night felt like a repeat, but it wasn't, and I'm sure you know why. Rampage had some pretty good matches. Also preview Collision. Give you my thoughts on Vince, of course. And stand by. It's been bumped because we've had so much wrestling, but we're going to gig the news. Next, it's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley. I want to thank everybody for the nice words when I co-hosted Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer last Saturday. Also appreciate the people who messaged me about the importance of talking about the sports washing aspect of the Saudi Arabia cards. Some people are pushing back. There's always contrarians, so I appreciate the support. You know, we've been so busy with pay-per-views and PLEs and all kinds of stuff on Saturdays, so we have not had time. So, shall we? Yes. Let's dig into our tape. It's time to gig the news. Well, WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump convicted days ago by a jury on all 34 counts in his so-called hush money trial. No surprise, Kane Glenn Jacobs said he still planned to vote for Trump. No word from any contracted WWE talent, although it was suspicious how the flag outside the WWE Performance Center was flown upside down. Coming up on Vice Tuesday, June the 4th, the death of WCW, which will hopefully answer the question, how many more of these specials can Dwayne Johnson come up with to keep Dart's side of the ring from covering his dad, Rocky Johnson? Dave Meltzer in this week's Observer also wrote about Warner Brothers Discovery's current offer to AEW. It says the figures being talked about are said to be considerably more than the estimated $110 million a year, or slightly more, that in theory would take the company into profitability. AEW in the mud. Yeah, the kind of mud you get at a salon in Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. Jake Hager, Arn Anderson, and Mark Henry all announced they've left AEW, the contracts not being renewed. Mark Henry wasted no time appearing on Friday Night SmackDown, teasing his retirement, and then attacking Cody Rhodes. Oh, wait, sorry, my bad. That was a different guy in a pastel suit. Seemed very familiar, didn't it? Beth Fisher, who was with WWE, the company's head of corporate social responsibility, was let go. John Pollock and Brandon Thurston first reported this. She'd been with the company since 2011, starting as an office assistant to Vince McMahon. You can write that joke yourself. AEW Battle of the Belts returns June the 27th. Spoiler alert, don't expect belts to change hands. And Will Ospreay nearly got ran over by Harrison Ford. This is true. Have you heard this story? You heard that right. Ospreay, on Friday, was taking a private tour of the Warner Brothers studio, and he stepped out of a golf cart without looking, and he says, boom! Harrison Ford in his golf cart was right there. Isn't that crazy? Seriously, what are the odds? When reached for comment, Harrison Ford said,
never tell me the odds.
You know what you call Will Ospreay and Harrison Ford nearly colliding?
Wrestling Star Wars.
And there you go. There's gigging the news. Yeah, you sure missed that, didn't you? Anyway, you know, you may have noticed I didn't make any jokes about TNA. You know, the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter has stories about budget cuts and money-related issues. And, you know, that's not funny. It's sad. Mike Bailey, Jordan Grace, Mustafa Ali, Laredo Kid, Chris Bay, Giselle Shaw, Josh Alexander, Mike Santana, Zaya Brookside, The Good Hands, just to name a few. There's a lot of talent and, you know, a lot of jobs there. And I hope whatever moves management is making will ensure, you know, a healthy company going forward. As I mentioned, it's June 1st. Not only is it Pride Month, but Becky Lynch is a free agent. You know, it's not expected she's going to jump to AEW or do anything, but just take some time off. And you know what? Good for her. You know, her daughter is only going to be young for so long. She's earned a lot of money. Her husband is still working, making money. You know, she's earned it. Take some time off, rest, recuperate, come back, or, you know, decide what you want to do. By the way, somebody in the chat has a question. Says, hey Jim, when you fire up WrestleFest, who's your go-to tag team to win the tag team titles? Usually I use Ultimate Warrior and Ted DiBiase. That's who I normally use. I like the idea of the Warrior's explosiveness, and I also like the Ted DiBiase. He's got the submission with the million-dollar dream. So that answers your WrestleFest question. Well, SmackDown last night, as I alluded to, they did a show-long story where AJ Styles feigned that he was retiring, and Cody came out, the Good Brothers were in the ring, and Cody raised his hand, and it was exactly the Mark Henry angle from years ago. And look, I get that there's nothing new under the sun, but the Mark Henry angle's got to be one of the most famous of the past 15 years. That just seemed, I don't know. They also did something weird. There was something with LA Knight. He was looking for Logan Paul, and Paul wasn't there. And LA Knight says he wants the U.S. title. And then Carmelo Hayes came up and said this. This was kind of odd.
He's always doing all this talking, but he's never really saying nothing.
Look, man, why would L.A. want to face you when a first-round draft pick is standing right here?
Well, if I faced myself, I'd be looking in the mirror. You're talking about Logan, right? Yeah, let's get it right. Get your names right. Look.
Now, that was a nice cover by L.A. Knight, but are those not taped? That was live? Usually those backstage things are are taped beforehand. I don't know. I mean, look, I get, you know, it's understandable. I'm not criticizing Carmelo Hayes. Coming up to SmackDown, you know, he's new. You're going to have butterflies. And I don't know if that was intentional or a rare mistake by WWE, but it was, yeah, it was weird. Andrade defeated Apollo Crews. Didn't know Apollo Crews was still around. It's so weird how Apollo Crews just kind of shows up every now and then. It's like AEW booking. He declined the invitation. Andrade did to join Legado de Fantasma. Paul Heyman begged Kevin Owens to back off the Bloodline. Bloodline defeated the Street Profits. And Paul Heyman kept referring to Tama Tonga and Tangaloa as outlaws. Like Haku's family, they're outlaws. They made it sound like they're these really bad people. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven defeated Enhancement Talent. And as I mentioned, AJ Styles attacked Cody Rhodes after the retirement ruse. And that was just, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan. AEW Rampage TNT Championship Eliminator match. Takeshita defeated Penta. Great match. Two pros. Satnam Singh defeated pretty Peter Avalon. Peter Avalon has got such great facial expressions. He plays such a great coward. He was a perfect opponent for Satnam Singh. Eliminator match. Timeless Tony Storm defeated Viva Van. Kyle O'Reilly defeated Jordan Cruz. And Rey Fénix defeated Isaiah Cassidy. Isaiah Cassidy is so good at opening up. Anyway, stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Dave, drop a load on him.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now. Donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Matt Farmer's coming up from Defy in just a bit, talking about the Pride for Defy. Free show, 1 o'clock in White Center. We'll give you the details coming up. Someone in the chat also mentions AW Fight Forever is included this month for anyone on PlayStation Plus, by the way. One of the free games. You know, for me personally, I've got a Switch. So there are no WWE games. When they did, AW 2K20? That was a disaster on Switch. And they've just kind of skipped doing any licensed WWE games on Switch, except for that one. Oh, I forgot the name of it. But anyway, as far as, like, if you're on PlayStation 5 or 4, I can see where it's a very light experience, or Xbox, same thing. But for me on the Switch, grab and go, it works. It works perfectly as far as that goes. You know, I was counting my AEW payoff the other day. You know, it takes a while because it's so much money. And I was looking at Reddit for suggestions on how to save AEW. And of course, all the suggestions are about how the in-ring action needs to slow down and be more like 1980s Jim Crockett promotions, which is weird because WWF in the 80s always got better ratings than Crockett. From what I read today, if you're not number one in the ratings, your product sucks. Your wrestling sucks. And your wrestlers suck. So why be like 1980s Crockett wrestling? And another suggestion to turn AEW's fortunes around: no more Canadian destroyers. What? A couple of weeks ago, as you know, I attended both Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, and ROH in Everett and Portland. I did not see one Canadian destroyer. Where are all these phantom Canadian destroyers that these people are talking about? Now, granted, look, I understand the physics of the Canadian destroyer is baffling. It defies reality. Fair enough. But let me ask you this. How many fights have atomic drops? Is it any more ridiculous than an Irish whip into the ropes? You come bouncing back? People in wrestling get punched in the face, never get swollen or black eyes. The whole premise of wrestling is ridiculous. But because you didn't grow up with Canadian destroyers, it's bad. But my God, look, if you want to criticize the product, would you watch it every now and then? My God, I'm so sick of these people. It's like, you're not watching, you're not up on it. Same thing, it's like, oh, Dave is always fawning over AEW. Obviously, you don't read and don't pay attention. Matter of fact, in this week's Observer, Dave reports on how Adam Copeland is getting high marks for doing what much more than is expected of him from a veteran. And someone says it's a very different attitude compared to people who've come from WWE to AEW and viewed the company as beneath them. I'm sure you have ideas who that might be. You know, it's too bad about his injury. And you know, when he first appeared at AEW, I felt like he seemed energized and like a different person. And of course, the usual contrarians jumped on me and said, no, he's just Edge. Obviously he's not. Obviously I was right. And I guess I have to talk about Vince, because that's That's my brand. As you know, Janelle Grant has agreed to pause her lawsuit, reportedly for 6 months, at the request of the federal government. Vince has gone along with this, WWE, John Laurinaitis, everyone involved has gone along with this. A Justice Department lawyer who works in the Southern District of New York filed 4 items under seal in the civil case against McMahon brought by Grant. And it's unclear what those items may say. And C.J. Donald, a corporate attorney, told Post Wrestling, "While we cannot yet know for sure, the Justice Department's motion to intervene all but confirms there is a criminal case concerning Janelle Grant's allegations." And as you well know, it was Grant has alleged that she was sexually assaulted and trafficked during her time with WWE. And, you know, Vince McMahon's legal team maintained that McMahon and Grant had a consensual relationship. She's manipulative and vindictive. And there seems to be people crawling out of the woodwork on social media, taking McMahon's side. And here's the problem. Why did Vince retire? If Janelle Grant was just a girlfriend and it was a consensual relationship, why would a brash, confident, macho man with huge grapefruits like Vince McMahon need to retire? Especially since it's been well known he's had girlfriends and mistresses over the years. Not to mention the independent contractors he promised pushes to in exchange for sexual favors. Pretty common knowledge. Why would Vince step down? Why would the WWE board vote unanimously not to allow Vince to come back? Why? It's consensual, after all. You know, these people want to pretend like there's a 40-year history of abhorrent behavior by Vince McMahon. And Dave Meltzer says Vince's plan is to beat the charges, then do something in business but not wrestling. Here's my question. What's stopping him now? People already know he's a scumbag. Why not just go to Saudi Arabia, get funding there, do whatever project you want? And I'm being totally serious. He called Saudi Arabia home. And let's just say Vince is exonerated, or there's a private settlement. It's not like suddenly people are going to say, "Hey, you know what? That Vince, outstanding citizen." We already know your spots. We've seen the leopard. Seriously. Go do whatever project it is. The Saudi government won't care. And I do think it says something when you're too sleazy for pro wrestling. Alex Hall in the chat says he's 5 years away from being old enough to run for U.S. president. Ain't that the truth? Seriously, just go do it already. There's nothing stopping you. It's not like suddenly we saw these Janelle Grant allegations in this lawsuit and said, "You know what? Vince may not be a nice guy after all." Just go do whatever project you want to go do. There's nothing stopping you. The Saudi government won't care. The people of Saudi Arabia probably don't know. So just go do whatever it is you want. I'm so sick of these people. They touch on one tiny issue and avoid the bigger, broad 40-year history of not finishing contracts, not going to the letter of law on contracts, screwing over talent, screwing over contractors, screwing over people in the XFL, firing people during a pandemic. As Dave Meltzer says, Vince believes you have to honor your contract with him. He doesn't have to honor your contract with you. And history shows that. I just go do what you want to do. I don't think nothing's going to stop you. You have the money. I think a large fan base of WWE, for better or worse, does not care. So just go and do whatever. But is Vince going to get busted by the feds this time? I don't know. I don't want to get ahead of this. Just let it play out and see what happens. I don't want to think that finally Vince is going to get what's coming to him. You know, he's gotten away with 40 years of whatever. Who knows if he's going to be able to get away with it one more time. I'm just going to wait and see. I'm not going to focus on that. Not going to hold my breath. And neither should you. Well, let's talk about some good news. Defy Wrestling is killing it in the Northwest. When I went to Everett and in Portland, everybody knew the Defy wrestlers. And that's been the case for every card that I've been to in the Seattle area. And a whole generation of fans. So we'll talk to Matt Farmer about the free event and Defy Wrestling. It's coming up next. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mr. Bell, Wrestling Observer Live, and joining us now from the Seattle area is, I guess, the creative force. That's a bad signal there. Have Matt call back. See if we can get a better signal on that. That was pretty rough. I'll see if we can do on that. Anyway, let me mention that Defy Wrestling as a free card outside the Lariat Bar. That's the pro wrestling theme bar in White Center. It's the neighborhood south of Seattle. It's the annual Defy for Pride event. Absolutely free. Set up outside for all ages. You'll see the weirdo hero, Ravenous Randy Myers. And he is a trip. He is a great wrestler. He's very charismatic and like nothing you've ever witnessed before. He controls that audience like few performers in professional wrestling. Also, Guillermo Rosas, Evan Rivers, Amira, Ricky Gibson. I'm not sure if his partner from Midnight Heat is going to be there, but all your favorite stars. And look, if you went to AEW in Everett or Portland, you know that these guys, Ricky was one of the most booed wrestlers on the card. Guillermo's partner, Cody Chung, one of the most cheered wrestlers on the card in Portland. Anyway, lots of talent is what I'm saying. It's 1 p.m. this afternoon, and it's free outside the Lariat Bar. You know, believe it or not, I have not been yet to the Lariat Bar. I need to do that. They've been there for a while. I think they opened up in 2020, and I just have not made it. Just not been top of mind, but I need to do that one of these days. But anyway, love to see lots of people get down there. These outdoor shows are so fun. You know, they really throw back to the days of wrestling and carnivals. And it's also fun for the kids because it's an outdoor venue. The wrestlers, you know, the heels are interacting with the kids, the baby faces are interacting. It's a lot of fun. So it's a great opportunity. You know, a lot of kids, I imagine, will get hooked watching a show like this. So definitely go and check it out. Doesn't look like we've got a great phone connection with Matt. What a bummer. Oh, well, we'll keep trying and see what we can do. You know, last night on SmackDown, they did a coronation for Nia Jax, the Queen of the Ring. Vince is gone, and yet we still get Nia Jax. But I mean, no question, she gets heel heat. And as I watched her match in Saudi Arabia, she was doing 1970s Andre the Giant spots. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's a far cry. I remember NXT came to the Paramount Theater in Seattle, downtown Seattle. It's like 17, 18. It was years ago. And, you know, Nia Jax is back. Okay. All right, Matt's back. Let's skip that. Matt, are you there?
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Matt, you need to have Defy buy you a better cell phone.
Oh, man, you know what it was? I was on i5, so that's probably what the issue was.
Oh, no worries. We're glad to have you. So we got Pride. You got Defy for Pride. We mentioned that, and all the stars. I think these outdoor shows are a lot of fun for families, a lot of fun for kids, because there's so much more interaction.
Oh, very much so. It's an opportunity to like really connect with the people. and also, like, kind of, you know, support a great cause. Not only that, but it's also a different feel, you know, like, most of our Defy events are for adults. They're more adult-centered, I would say. This one is more family-oriented, so it allows everybody to come out and enjoy the community. It's also like a, like you said, it's closer. You're right there. You're touching the guys. You know, they're out in the crowd. They're having fun, and you know, it's a different feel for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Defy these days, as you well know, has been killing it. I was very impressed, and I think it's a credit to you and Jim, how everybody in Seattle, when AEW first ran Seattle, it seemed like the whole crowd knew Schaff, the whole crowd knew everybody. And in Everett and Portland, it was the exact same thing. They knew all of the Defy wrestlers.
Yeah, it's actually kind of mind-blowing in a lot of ways and humbling because, you know, when we started this project, one of the things that we really wanted to do was create a brand, like a brand that people were familiar with that, like, coincided with professional wrestling in the Pacific Northwest. And to see that on a larger scale, to see that affection on that, in those bigger arenas, it's humbling, you know, and it's exciting, and it makes the wrestlers that are involved with it very excited too, you know. So it's awesome.
Well, not only that, I mean, I remember my first Defy show I went to was when I was first exposed to Darby Allin, and this was before AEW had started. And I remember watching Darby and thinking, he's got something. And there's no question,
yeah.
Scott. But I thought, I mean, I don't mind his size. His size doesn't bother me. But when you look at the history of wrestling, that's, you know, that could be an issue. And now here we are with AEW, and thankfully, it's not an issue.
Very much. And, you know, Darby's one of those special characters. And I said this years ago, and it's funny. I said this actually to Conan. But Darby's one of those rare individuals where the size, his size, in a lot of ways, is very much a positive for him. Because very much like Rey Mysterio, he has that, like, very unique ability to fight from underneath. And a lot of the smaller talent, they want to compete on the same level as somebody that's larger, where Darby, he's very aggressive, but at the same time, he understands where he should be in a match and what he needs to bring to that match. And, you know, he's very much Rey-esque in that sense that he uses his smaller size to his advantage. And I've always felt, from the moment I saw Darby, that he has something special. And I never thought his size would detract him. It would only detract him in the eyes of people that really, that they can't get past that size. You know what I mean? It's like there's certain people that just cannot get past that. But in Darby's case, I think he has that unique ability to make it work for him.
Yeah, it's very old thinking. And what about Swerve?
Mm-hmm.
I remember you and I talking at Defy, and Swerve had just been let go by WWE at a cup of coffee on SmackDown. And, you know, what a great comeback and success story. I mean, you got to be happy about, again, another guy that you featured in Defy.
Yeah, and Swerve was one of the first guys what we looked at and was like, this is a guy we want to get behind and use whatever ability, use whatever talent that we have to help propel him. You know, guys like Swerve and Brody King and Darby were guys that we wanted to get behind early on as we felt that they had the potential to be like the next breakout stars. And not only just nationally, because that, at the time AEW wasn't even a thought, we wanted to build them into a position to where they could draw money nationally on the independent level as well. Because, you know, as you know, the Pacific Northwest was pretty bleak around that time, and it was our goal from day one to build local characters, or at least they're, you know, guys that, like, wrestlers that are based locally, to where they would be seen on the same level as, like, a national star. And that was, you know, Swerve was one of the first guys we looked at and was like, this is a guy we think has the potential to, like, be a major star. And, you know, you talked about his brief run on SmackDown. He was actually still under contract with WWE when he would come back to Defy. And, you know, he would even, like, he would come in and we would even have him, like, agent matches. You know, and it was something that he wanted to do to give back while he was still under contract to WWE. And, you know, he even did, like, made a rare appearance, like, as a commentator or something like that when he, you know, he was not really supposed to be working for anybody else. But, you know, he was always, he was always very, like, giving to Defy.
Well, I was going to ask you about that from a company standpoint. Working with AW or having one of their stars on a show, or TNA, or CMLL, or, you know, dealing with, just how difficult is it for you to swim the ocean of wrestling politics?
Well, it can be difficult if you don't understand the politics. I hear these horror stories about promoters getting involved with a certain talent, and then at the last minute, something changes because they weren't aware of those politics heading in. You know, I've been around long enough to where it's kind of like I know those politics already, so when I book a certain talent, I kind of have an understanding of the lay of the land before I even reach out to that person, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I'm going to hire this person. Well, I know that they can't wrestle this person, or if they do wrestle this person, they can't lose to this person. Or if I hire this national television star, I'm probably going to have to get like some kind of an approval for them to wrestle this certain person. It has come up in the past where we've had matches planned, and those match ideas have suddenly appeared on national television the next week. You know, that's happened quite a few times, actually. But, you know, that's, you're playing with somebody else's toys at that point, so what can you expect?
I was going to mention your current Defy Women's Champion is Marina Shafir. And, you know, I think Marina, I think she's come along really well. And clearly she seems committed to learning the craft of wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, very much. You'll see a lot of those wrestlers that are under contract to bigger promotions and are still constantly making the talents working independent shows. One of the reasons why they do that is because they're committed to improving. You know, maybe they're not getting enough reps on television, so they're, like, going out of their way to make these talents as much as possible. And Marina's one of those type of people that wants to get out there. She wants to get better. And, you know, she's committed to the game. And she's one of those people, in my eyes, who are like Swerve and Darby in that, I believe she's going to be a major star in the near future, you know, and maybe it's just, maybe with her standing in Defy might convince other people that she has that ability to be that major star, because she's an awesome performer. You know, she's awesome in the ring. She's a great wrestler. And I really think she's going to surprise people once they really, like, start watching her.
You know, when I first saw her start out on AEW, when she was just learning, you know, she'd make a mistake or whatever, and then she'd go back to her MMA training, the old grab a hold in pro wrestling. And I was, like, very impressed that she used her knowledge of joints and actual combat to get out of any errors she may have made in professional wrestling. And I was really impressed by that.
Yeah, I am too. Marina's one of those special cats where she has a different style, and she might feel or be present pushed to work another style, but her strengths are working her style that she's great at. And I think once people start getting more familiar with that style, because her style is way different than all the other women that are in the business today. So once people start getting familiar with that style and they start seeing, oh, that's a joint lock, this is how this damages that person, this is how, you know, this is what she's doing, this looks awesome. Kind of like Shayna Baszler was in WWE, you know, she worked a completely different style than most of the women. And hey, Matt, we saw how over Matt, Shayna was.
Matt Farmer, just on the other side. Stand by. It's Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The annual Defy for Pride event is today. It's a free show. 1 p.m. outside the Lariat Bar and White Center. Defy's Matt Farmer is here. We only got a couple minutes, Matt. Where does Defy go from here? Where does Defy as a company go from here?
Well, you know, I think you're going to see, especially with our recent partnership with Progress Wrestling, you're going to see Defy enter some new markets nationally and internationally. We have some big shows coming up. You know, we're working with Progress and WXW in Germany later this year, which is going to be awesome because we're doing a big tag team tournament over there. And you're going to see us debuting in some new markets probably in the next 12 months or so, which is going to be a lot of fun. And Defy, you know, we want to keep producing high-end quality events, and that's our goal.
Right, here's Matt Farmer from Defy. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.